and always looking forward to speaking with Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard. And we have a couple of topics, maybe three if we have the time. Michael, always a pleasure, my friend, having you on board.
Paul W., always as well.
Couple of things right off the bat. You had a big role. Your deputies had a huge role in saving a lot of lives when the Oxford shooting broke out. Their quick service in apprehending a guy with a loaded gun saved lots of lives, no question about it. And now today is the day that these kids take their school back with great pride. Oxford strong, back in the building. I know you also and your deputies had a hand in making sure that they returned to the building safely. Tell me a little about that. Tell me what you can tell me.
Yeah, for sure. It's a big day to give some semblance of a routine back in place and have the kids have an opportunity to be together in their building and their school to move forward. You know, there'll always be a trauma, I think, frankly, in the community and certainly to the families and the friends of those that were lost. That goes without saying, but you have to find a way to right foot, left foot, right, to move forward and to process together the tragedy and the feelings from that moment. And this gives them the first chance to be back in that building and do that. And we want to be there and support them and help them and the teachers and the whole community any way we can.
It looks like you, the school, the parents, everyone else involved has done everything they can possibly do, including increased security. New paint, they say, in calming colors. Handwritten messages of support on hearts and snowflakes, according to Jennifer Chambers in this morning's Detroit News. There'll be some therapy dogs. There'll be a trauma room so that if they need to go and get a little extra help, it will be there for them. So it seems to me you've done everything you can possibly do to help them get back into the environment they've been longing for, to be with their friends back in their high school.
Absolutely. You know, the school district has worked diligently to try to put processes in place and to do what they can to help the teachers and students, you know, be in that position of feel comfortable and feel supported as they come back into that building. And, you know, it's all part of it, you know, to make sure that they understand that, you know, we're going to be there, obviously, for safety, but also supportive reasons. And so, as you mentioned, there'll be dogs and all sorts of stuff, including Oxford, our new comfort dog that joined the team after this tragedy.
Your dog's name is Oxford?
He's one of our comfort dogs that we have, and he was named Oxford, and he is assigned to the Oxford substation. So he'll be
beautiful
at the Oxford High School today. He is so darn cute. If that little guy can't bring you a smile, you're made of the ice from outside today.
I understand there's a winter weather advisory here in Michigan in the
exactly.
winter.
And Oxford will melt it. He is such a sweetie.
That's nice to hear. The other story is a sad one, but does give closure, we hope, to the family. Finally discovering and identifying the body of Brendan Santo, this horrible story of a kid up at Michigan State University, there to visit friends, there for a football game, there to have fun, goes missing. And finally, with your help, a few private investigators' help, other people's help, a lot of people pitching in, he has been found. His body has been found and recovered.
Yeah, super, super sad deal. A lot of diligence. There was a young man, I think his name is Ryan Robinson, and, you know, he was out doing all sorts of searching and working, and sounds to be an amazing young man. And he was able, through chopping a hole in the ice and putting a GoPro, waterproof GoPro, underwater to try to do footage and then come back home here in Oakland County and review it, and saw something that he thought might be indicative of Brandon's presence there. And so the next morning, we got a request to go back up. We had been out there we had 800 person hours into it with our dive team and search and rescue, because we wanted to do anything we could to help the family and MSU find this young man from Oakland County. And so So we went back out that morning as soon as we got requested, and with our search and rescue team and some chainsaws and some other gear that they have, we're able to cut into the ice and the log jam in the river and retrieve the young man. And obviously not the end that the family was hoping for. It's a super sad moment, but it gives them, as you said, I think some closure to at least know where he is and not constantly be just not sleeping, wondering where he is, what
happened. Any guesses as to how this could have happened?
Well, obviously part of some of that will be through the autopsy to determine how he perished, right? So, you know, apparently that area there is a bit of a slope going down to the river, whether he slipped and hit his head and then rolled into the river or those kinds of things. I think the autopsy will give some indicators on manner and method of his demise.
Yeah. All right. And the third thing, very quickly, and this number could have changed already, but an incredibly high number of officers have been shot around the country, but specifically in New York City. And murdered already.
Yeah, and there was one shot in Washington, D.C. yesterday, too.
So it's an epidemic of police shootings. And you know what? It's bad enough that we don't put these people in jail and we find out they have long rap sheets, but they're not put in jail. They don't have to pay a bail because somebody decided that was wrong. I think that the people who should go on trial are the progressive liberals who are causing this trouble and letting these people get back on the street.
You know, you're on topic. There's a lot of different prosecutors around the country that are either not prosecuting or significantly reducing charges, even on violent crimes. And if you're caught with an illegal gun or illegal using of a gun and illegal possession of a gun, you're most likely to be the person that will use that gun illegally and shoot someone. And yet, you know, you're seeing around the country people caught with stolen guns, in possession of guns, either not charged or pled down to a misdemeanor back out in the street. And then, gosh, we're surprised when they shoot somebody, like within a week or two. I mean, it is incredible how often these folks are being let back out with gun charges, and yet the same people that are trying to plead these down and let them go are the same people saying we need gun control. No, yeah. We need criminal control.
Yes, we
and
do.
And somebody with a gun, illegally, a stolen gun, that's when there should be consequences.
We have them. We have them in custody. The police do a great job getting them. And then they're set free. That's what we have to look at, and that's where we have to start charging some people. Got to run, Sheriff. Thanks so much, Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard. Keep up the good work, sir.